From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome back to this Whiskey Quickie, and we're going to be reviewing, I think this is the most expensive whiskey that we have ever done on here, and we'll give you some of the details why. It's going to be pretty crazy. So this is Sazerac's Last Drop. Now this is what we're doing is, it's called Buffalo Trace Distillery 1980.
It might be our smallest whiskey we've ever sampled too.
It is. It's just a little tiny bit.
We're grateful.
I know. Very, very thankful for this. But let me give you some of the details around this. So this was actually distilled in 1980 at the George T. Stagg Distillery, which is now known as the Buffalo Trace Distillery. Back in 1998, they did an inventory, found some barrels. It was 18 years old at the time. They let it sit for another 2 years, making it 20 years. And then they put that whiskey into a stainless steel tank for another 20 years. So they have gone on record saying that this is technically a 40-year-old bourbon.
Wow.
Yes. And I know that there's might be some back and forth of, well, does it actually change or age as it's inside of a stainless tank? I mean, that's usually what people do. They put it inside a stainless to stop it. Yeah, to kind of like halt the aging. Buffalo Trace and Harlan Wheatley kind of go on record as saying that it might not change dramatically, but it does change character in a bit because there are 300 different esters and chemical compounds and everything like that that go into it. So it is possible that it does change just ever so slightly. Now, this is release number 19 from the Last Drop Distillers. There will only be 240 bottles of this available worldwide, and it's bottled at 90 proof with a suggested retail price of $4,600 per bottle.
Wow. I know what you're getting me for Christmas.
Oof, I'd say savor the flavor here. So
yeah.
Because it might be the only time ever.
See if we can get a nose on this.
Yes. So color looks great on it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good.
That's very nice.
That's good. I mean, it's dusty.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of like a dusty Taylor, or just dusty something. But gosh, it's like,
I don't even know if we should do this in 60 seconds. Like this, I just want to keep nosing this. Like that's how good it is.
Yeah, there's so much going on there. So much just pleasant aromas.
I know.
I don't even want to tell you what they are.
I mean, I almost get like a little bit.
I'm almost speechless.
It's like almost a red apple, a little bit of cotton candy. Definitely the dust. The dusty funk is there, though.
For sure.
All right.
You ready for this taste?
Well, let's go into it. It's really good.
Malted chocolate. So many dried fruits, like every dried fruit you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
In a trail mix kind of way.
There's just a little bit of spice on the back end, but not too terrible. But there you get that dusty finish still.
It's perfectly balanced. Like, it's a low proof, but, like, there's so much flavor going on. It's perfectly proofed.
I was going to say, if you would have given me a 90-proof bourbon, you'd be like, oh, gosh. But this one, I mean, it really still has a lot of those pronounced flavors, still rests well on your tongue.
Yeah, it's very good. Worth the $4,600.
Oh. 40 years, it might do it to you. All right, let's go ahead. Let's rate this. So on the nose, where you at?
Thumbs up.
Totally. The taste?
If I had three thumbs, I would do it.
I'll give you that too. Yeah. And the finish?
As many thumbs as possible. This is really good. Like, you know, sometimes these rare projects are more about the story than the whiskey, and this is the whiskey. It's really good.
Yeah, I totally agree. Everything that they say, it backs up. Truly a phenomenal offering. So.
Yep, well done.
All right. Cheers, everybody. Hope you're not too jealous of us. See you next time.